Hey everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Sirhan's Soundtracks. In this episode, I share with you how I use competition to push me and force me to evolve and get better. There's always going to be competition in life, but how you react to it makes all the difference. Will you fold under pressure, or will you let competition force you to grow and change? I know what I'm going to keep doing. I hope you get a huge amount of value from this, and if you do, please let me know on Twitter, Instagram, email. I want to know how this helped you. Ready, set, go.
Tomorrow night's the big night.
How's it going to go?
I'm going to win.
Are you?
I'm going to hurt the guy. Yeah, I'm going to try to hurt him. He's going to try to hurt me, so.
Have you met him?
We met once before. He's actually a nice guy. We'd probably be friends, like, as out of this.
Like, so afterwards?
Yeah.
Like, when you're in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. But once we're in the ring, it has to be serious business.
One bedrooms that are really fucked. There's a few other units that are just like quirky, but other than that, like the layouts are like, I mean, I want to say like 88% perfect. So we're 12% there and we'll adjust pricing as we go, but buildings look fucking awesome.
It's freezing cold in New York today.
It's 10 a.m. I've been doing this thing, intermittent fasting. I don't know if you've heard about this. And I always thought it was complete bullshit. And I always, when people would tell me they're intermittent fasting, I'd just say, you're crazy. But I will tell you, oh my, Yuri, are you gonna kill me?
No, I saved you.
You saved me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will tell you, intermittent fasting, it works. And so I've been doing 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., meaning I only eat from 12 to 6 every day, and it's been awesome. But today, you know, because I carry my food with me all day long. Today, Yuri, say hi to Yuri.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah. Today, Yuri is going to pick up my mother-in-law, Amelia's mom, from the airport. And I'm gonna lose him. I'm gonna lose him at like 2:30. Today, I'm only gonna eat for 4 hours, 10 to 2. Let's see if I can do it. So these are eggs. I have like some gluten-free shit down there. Got a lot of peanuts, protein shakes, some chicken thing. Look at that. I'm scheduled. I'm ready to go. We have a big day full of appointments, so I hope you're ready. All right, vlog 43. You ready? Ready, set, go. Hold up, I am on my way. I'm in motion. Let's go to the ocean. Let's go outside. We can hang out on the beach without freezing. Yeah, isn't that amazing? You can't come up with me, unfortunately, again. See, I've got to meet with some very, very intense Ukrainian and Russian investors. Is this the building? Hey, sorry, what's up? No, you want them to get an appraisal so they get a real understanding of value, right? Not just from us.
Yeah, no, that's, I have no problem with the appraisal.
I think stay there for now. We don't have an agreement with these people. I've never even met these sellers, the estate, the craziness. Let's get them get their appraisal. We'll take it one step at a time, and I don't want them to get too excited because they already have an offer and it's not even on the market or being shopped around, right? Too much going on. Tuesday after 3, 120 East 86th, fuck. I'm sitting in this apartment right now that we have on the market for $14 million. And Central Park behind me, you can see the leaves changing. Can you see it? Yeah, good. And I've got these insane views everywhere. And I think about, you know, and I'm waiting for a showing right now, right? And I think about, like, what really pushes me to succeed? What pushes me to be where I am today? Like, I've been doing this for 10 years. Like, why do I keep going? Like, why do I keep pushing? It's not just power of positive thinking that I talk about a lot. It's not just the power of yes. You know, there's something that's more like, there's something more instinctual to it. And I honestly think, and I think a lot of people are gonna give me shit for this, and I can't wait to see what people say in the comments, but I honestly think a lot of it is the power of revenge. Like, that power of that innate feeling of retribution, of going after what you lost, and you're gonna get it back. I don't think revenge is a bad thing. Now, I'm not talking about revenge like a Bruce Willis movie, right? I'm not saying I'm gonna go out there and like hurt people, that's insane, okay? So let me be very, very clear. I'm talking about taking that feeling that you wanna show people, right? To not hate the player, but hate the game, and you wanna show people that you can actually do what they said you couldn't do, and you wanna use that as fuel. You wanna use that as fuel to continue to fight every single day, and that's what pushes me. Like, that feeling of revenge, that feeling of competition. Like, they say that Pepsi wouldn't exist without Coca-Cola. Pepsi wouldn't exist without Coke, right? Adidas wouldn't exist without Nike. Phil Knight says that in his book, Shoe Dog. Great book, by the way, you should read it. He says, honestly, as much as he hated Adidas, it pushed him to make Nike what it is today. So it's revenge mixed with competition, mixed with hard fucking work, equals success over and over and over and over. And I think about that stuff every day. I don't know why it's sitting on me right now. Maybe I'm just naturally pissed off today. I don't get it. I'm not in my super chippery mood, so this vlog might be extra intense. But like, I see this park, and I just wanna, like, I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about selling this apartment, and I'm excited about the potential commissions, but I'm also like,
Listen, if you can see me, like, I get DMs all day long. Most from, like, honestly, Iran, the country, from people who watch the show there, and they DM through Instagram. It's totally crazy. And then I go in here, and I look at all, what's the most recent one? 4 minutes ago. You're Hanksome. Hanksome. I'm Hanksome. What about this one? Love the necktie. This is what I get all day long. Yes. Heard you were at 750 Lexington this morning. I work out of that office. Would have been great to meet you. Oh. See, everywhere I go, people then tell people that they saw me, and then they tell other people, and then they come and try to find me. It's great. I love it. So now we're on our way to a meeting. We just left that showing. On my way to a meeting that you also can't come into. Sorry. Developer meeting. We're walking through Midtown. So if you look up, this is 220 Central Park South on the left there. So that building on the left, all limestone, the developer will profit on that building just about, they said, $1 billion. Profit after cost, okay? And then we've got a new building coming up right to the other side. See the blue? That's Central Park Tower. That's a brand new building by Extel. So that, we just sold a unit on the 70th floor for $10.5 million. It's not even built yet. And that's gonna be the highest residential building in the Western Hemisphere. Totally insane. They're about to top off soon. It's gonna be totally crazy. And they're literally right across the street from each other. They're like these dueling skyscrapers. You wanna talk about competition? You wanna talk about revenge? That story of how those two buildings came about is fucking crazy. And then this guy came up, and then Extel right behind him was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, boom! Right behind you, also taller in your face. Just saying. These two glass buildings, these two towers. And while I'm in the meeting, Adrian's gonna go around, maybe get a shot of those looking back. That's what really changed this whole neighborhood on the west side. This whole little corner here is before my time, but it used to be not an area you would wanna ever live in. And now people pay $10,000 a square foot. $10,000 for this. 10,000 bucks just to be in this corner. Okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Good. All right, 54th and 5th Avenue, please. This is what happens sometimes. Yuri gets lost, and he gets stuck, and I don't know where he is, and then I come out, and I've got to go run somewhere. Actually, that's not true. I don't want to throw Yuri out of the bus. He's actually... Dude, I'm fine. Okay. He's actually...
Are you sure you want... You are exiting accessibility mode. To
Thank
return to accessibility
nope.
mode,
yep.
tap 3 times on the center of the screen.
Wow.
Anytime.
Do you see this? Do you see what I'm doing? Yeah. So, okay. Nope. Nope. Although that's a good song. Okay, great. Whatever. I'm just trying.
You're okay.
Okay. Trying to turn it off. Yeah. So what was I saying? Yuri had to go pick up my mother-in-law, Amelia's mom, at the airport. And so now I gotta wing it. So welcome to the back of New York City Taxi. Please show them around. There's a tennis ball back there, look. You see it? There's two.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Look at us. That's awesome, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, I've just been thinking a lot about, you know, competition lately and how that equates to success. And I've been thinking a lot about revenge, kind of like a vaccine. You know, a vaccine for a disease is a little bit of the actual disease that allows your immune system to prep itself and fight off the future disease if and when you come in contact with it, right? That's what a vaccine is. So that little revenge is a vaccine against not being successful and against not making it and against not being the best version of yourself. Because what you're gonna do tomorrow is a better version of yourself than what you did today. And what you're gonna do next year is a better version of yourself than what you did this year. And that's what that kind of revenge vaccine is. It works, trust me. We're still in the cab, by the way. So right now, because we don't have Yuri, we have found a random place full of holiday music and holiday themes, even though it's not even Thanksgiving yet, to sit at in between my next appointment. Because typically I'd sit in the car and do emails and conference calls and all that. But now I'm taking Adrian to have some water right now. Yep. And my next appointment is at 111 West 57th, which is the newest Billionaire Row tower, with a buyer who's got a budget up to $30 million. So we'll see what we can get in that building up to 30. And then we're going over to Central Park Tower, 225 West 57th. That's the building with the blue that I was talking about before. Remind them, please. That one, yep. So that's the one we're going into next. And then after that, I have a meeting with a bank. And after that, we then go to 157 West 57th to the other Billionaire Row Tower. And we have a $28 million listing in there, and we're doing an event. And that's where we'll end. So we're gonna sit here and slowly drink water and pretend to order food. 93 Fifth Avenue. This way. Putting out fires 24/7. It's really all I do. A very small part of my job is actually doing deals, unfortunately. A very large part of my job is putting out fires for all the deals that I put together in such a short period of time. Because the fires burn for a very long time. The spark to light them is so fast. So this is our $28 million listing at 157 West 57, and we filled it with, I mean, what's the total value of all the jewels that are here right now?
I have no idea. There's definitely $500,000 on my neck.
Okay, there's $500,000 on her neck. So I don't know, $50 million worth of jewelry in here right now, on top of the $28 million apartment.
With maybe a couple pieces of jewelry, the apartment's like a steal.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Perfect.
It's beautiful.
This is $14 million. We have some other larger.
That one ring is $14 million.
Right.
Okay, I was way off on my total valuation. Here. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, eat the heart? It's a heart. It's a ruby. Now you eat it. Oh, it's so chocolatey. Well, now I just ruined the whole thing.
Okay.
There goes the diet. I ate one of them. I'm sorry. All right, so now I'm at this event in our $28 million listing. and we've got diamonds and jewelry everywhere. I said there was $50 million worth of jewelry here. I am way off because that one ring was asking $14 million. So there might be $100 million worth of jewelry here, which is totally crazy and makes the apartment seem super cheap. So I've got to go mix and mingle and work on selling this apartment, and there's going to be some real heavy hitters in here who don't like this camera. So you got to go. You got to go. Thanks for hanging out all day long. I love you. Like, comment, subscribe, send this vlog to your friends. Send it to them and be like, dude, this vlog could change your life. It's going to change your life. I got to go. Bye. All right, everybody. That's it for this episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. So send me a tweet, leave me a comment on Instagram or Facebook. I want to know how this impacted you. You can also email me, ryan@ryansirhant.com. I love getting all your emails. Thanks for listening so much. I will see you soon. And as always, ready, set, go.